Welcome to Rocky Mountain Media. This is All In, episode 20. I am one of the many of the co-hosts here today. I'm Dina. Say hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
And today's topic, we're going to choose Would You Rather. So, Anne, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Would you rather?
I'm shocked. Would you rather be your favorite character in a book or your favorite character in a movie? Why and who?
See, it's so hard because I have so many favorite movies and so many favorite books. But I'm going to say book because I'm a bookworm and I have a lot of favorite books. But I'm going to say the main character in Time for Andrew by Mary Downing Hahn. Andrew's 12 and he goes back in time. That's it. Boom. Okay, Mac.
Yes.
Would you rather wear baseball hats for the rest of your life, even in the shower, or never wear a baseball hat again?
Oh man, that's tough. I wear a hat all the time.
I know.
Very rarely without a hat.
Yep. But even in the shower, imagine what your hair would be like after wearing a baseball cap for like 20 years.
I have known you for so long and I don't even know what the top of your head looks like.
I saw it the other day. It was elusive and cute. I was like, you look so good. He's like,
I didn't recognize him.
And he's like, no, I hate my hair. I'm like, you're looking so cute today.
I feel like if you were to take your hat off, I wouldn't see your head. I would just
a blur.
Yeah.
Like Bigfoot.
Just
like
a black square.
Where is it?
Like, well, this is inappropriate.
All right, answer the question. Baseball hat or no baseball hat ever again?
Never again then, you know? I'd have to, because, like,
you're a brave man.
Gross,
you're
you know?
A brave man.
I mean, you know how gross that would get?
Yeah, I asked the question.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd go with no hat as much as it would pain me.
Nice.
Okay.
Popcorn, somebody
oh,
else.
Oh, man, let's see. Alex G.
Say hi, Alex G.
Hi, Alex G.
I knew it. I was over for it. Thank you. I was like, please say hi, Alex G.
We have two Alexes today, so Alex G, Alex H.
Say hi, Alex H.
Crickets.
Would you rather give up Nintendo or Mexican food?
That one hurts me, and I didn't even get asked
this
it.
This is a hate crime.
I feel sorry for you because I couldn't imagine.
Okay.
I know.
That is really hard.
Imagine life without Zelda, but also imagine life without enchiladas. It's like
I can't imagine life without enchiladas.
It's just
but you don't play Zelda.
Also,
I don't.
That's like my favorite food in like the entire world. Oh, yes. I would. Wow, I don't know.
Mac, you're asking the hard questions.
Yeah, that was a great question.
I always just like straightforward, you know?
It helps when you know your friends. You're like, oh, I'm going to put you on the spot.
I would have to let go of Nintendo.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Just because, like, Mexican food is my favorite
it's
food.
It's so delicious.
Yeah.
It's so
versatile.
Like,
flavorful
yeah.
and
yeah.
good.
I grew up on that, so I couldn't imagine not having Mexican food ever
yeah.
again.
Also,
yeah,
it is, like,
Texas,
the only thing that makes
yeah.
me feel happy anymore. So, you know.
And it's a cultural family
yeah,
thing.
That's
like,
yeah.
anytime growing up, you know, for us, I grew up in the South, and Mexican food meant I got to hang out with all my friends, their
mm-hmm.
families, their neighbors. We were a small family. So it was awesome to me. It meant culture and gatherings and families. So there's a whole connotation behind it for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I don't
so.
Even know what I'd do for Christmas if I didn't. I wasn't eating Mexican food.
That's fair. And I guess you can, like, look at Nintendo stuff on, like, Tumblr.
Or watch over your friend's shoulder.
Yeah, I don't know. They have a lot of good Zelda fan art on Tumblr.
It's like when you're sitting in at home and you're watching all your friends like play outside and you're just like...
Oh, wait. Does this include Let's Plays? Because he can watch people play stuff.
I would even...
Yeah, you can.
I can
do
watch
Let's
it
play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can watch Breath of the Wild, too.
I don't understand the appeal of them, but yeah, you can do that if that's something that appeals to you.
Alex G turn to put somebody on
yeah,
the spot.
Put somebody on the spot, Alex G.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just pick Alex H, and then, would you rather fight a duck-sized horse or a horse-sized duck?
I'm a mom.
Are you good, fam? Did this question break you? Is it? Alex H does not compute.
Give me a sec.
Processing.
Let's just go with the horse-sized duck.
Okay.
Horse-sized. That sounds
good. That's fair enough.
I don't know.
That's terrifying.
That's fine.
It's like Big Bird from Sesame
Street. Everything is fine.
Oh my gosh.
All right, time for you to ask somebody.
Oh God. Ask somebody.
You should ask Dina. She ain't been asked yet.
Dina looks
yet.
Like she's ready for a question.
She's ready for a question. Ask Dina.
I don't
Dina.
Know. It depends on what you ask.
Okay, you haven't gone yet. It's your time. Ask Dina a question. Dina, here's your question.
Question.
It can be about musicals. Don't worry.
It can be about musicals. Oh, God.
It can be about, she's spiritual, you're spiritual. You like tarot cards, she likes tarot cards.
Love tarot cards.
Listen, man.
Okay, so, Dina. Would you rather be influenced by the Ten of Swords or the Devil?
Can we
Ten
explain?
Of Swords, because at least I could cut through the crap.
Well, can we explain real quick to people like myself who don't know what that means? Like,
sure.
Alex, you should share.
The devil often represents the worst aspects of human life when it comes to the tarot. You don't want to be influenced by the devil. It's usually a bad idea. It usually means that you are struggling or that you're in a position where you feel like you can't get out. It's usually not the best position. Ten of Swords, also not the greatest card out there, but it is slightly better.
Explain what the House of Swords mean.
Swords represent logic. They represent the element of air. And usually they're also very much associated with kind of closing off emotion. It kind of counteracts that. So
it's the opposite
it's
of cups.
Very much extreme logic versus emotion at all. And it tends to be the suit of pain.
Okay.
Well, swords. Jebby.
And for me, like coming from a shamanic perspective, like when I read for people that just comes out like devil can really represent like shadow work, dealing with the worst parts of yourself. And I've done so much work on that. So I'm just like, it's second hat. It's not a big deal. It wouldn't be a challenge. Mm-hmm. Versus the Ten of Swords, you know, you can swallow the sword. You can be stabbed by the sword. You can kill somebody with the sword. I mean, there's so many things that a sword can represent, you know, beheading. I mean, it's a number of things that would go into that. So, plus it offers a challenge. And I would choose a challenge over something I've done, even blindfolded. I can deal with shadow work. You know, no one's perfect and everything, but I do want a challenge because that's when you get ultimate growth. So that's why I chose the Ten of Swords.
Boom. Okay. So time for you to ask.
Mac.
Yeah.
Would you rather see your horse every day or...
That's a pretty good option. Mm. I know. You're going to have to beat it.
I know, right? Or... Never have any more friends. No new friends, and you can't see your current friends.
He's a Hufflepuff.
Oh, I can't even see my current friends?
Nope. Life of solitary.
It's either your horse or your friends.
Yep.
Well, okay, so the way it was phrased, it could be, I could, like, see her every other day.
Nope.
And keep...
It's your horse or your friends.
Yep.
Wait, you said if I could see my horse every day.
Every day. You could see her every day. So you wouldn't have to see her every day. But you have the choice. You can see her every day or go without any friends. That's a better way to say it, I should say. Life with no friends or life with your horse?
She is my friend.
I know.
Oh.
We're just cutting deep here.
I know. Because we know each other.
We're getting to like the crux of who we are.
Mm-hmm. She's my baby. I don't know what I would do without her. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do that with my friends either.
Why would you do this to a Hufflepuff, Dina?
Because I'm a Hufflepuff.
This isn't fair.
I don't even know what that means. Oh. Like,
a Hufflepuff is sweet and loyal, and they're particularly good finders. I'm a Ravenclaw. It means we're like bookish and like love trivia.
And Hufflepuffs love their friends.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like we are loyal beyond fault.
Hufflepuff's my secondary house.
Mm. Mm.
So it's basically I could never see my horse again and keep my friends, or lose my friends and keep my horse.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, it's a real Sophie's choice.
I mean,
Do we want
to... Not us, dumb
people. Those are like the two most
Maybe we should have like a one-time thing where we can say pass. Everyone gets one pass.
No!
We don't want to be here forever while he deliberates between his baby and his friends.
All right, fair. As long as I know the person that she would be under the care of is like a really good person and they would take her very good care of her, I would do that. But like, if it was like XYZ seller, then I would choose like my horse, like just because I have to. Yeah.
Mad respect.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. Time to accept that answer.
Time to ask somebody.
Yeah, you're popular.
Boy. Oh, boy.
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 What a brilliant, precocious boy.
Oh, man. All right, Anne.
That's my name.
It just came to you, man. I'm glad I was right, you know?
What a good guess.
I know, right?
Would you rather never be able to make a Harry Potter reference again?
Oh, no.
That would screw me.
Or would you rather never be able to go to a play again?
Oh. Mm. Okay, wait. So I can't make Harry Potter references, but I can like still consume Harry Potter media?
Sure, yeah.
I'm going to sacrifice a big personality trait of mine and forego Harry Potter references in favor... Wait a minute. Hold on. Can I get a stipulation? If I choose the theater, I get tickets to like, I don't know, like Tootsie or Dear Evan Hansen or Be More Chill on Broadway. Can that be like a thing?
That's not part of the question. Come on.
Fine, whatever. Theater.
There you go. Okay. There you go.
Okay.
Good choice.
So, Alex G, would you... I see you're wearing a Mickey Mouse hat.
I'm not that into Mickey Mouse. I got this as a present from an ex.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. So, it's carrying ex energy?
That,
you know...
Ruins my entire...
I don't hate her, so it's okay.
That's good.
So, would you rather... be able to play piano flawlessly, but for just one day? Or piano mediocre for the rest of your life? But I'm talking like flawlessly. I'm talking like the best piano player there's ever been in the entire history of the world ever, but for just one day. Or just for the rest of your life.
So I can like never improve.
No, you're good for one day. It's like flowers for Algernon. You're like amazing for one day and then you can't play piano.
No, but I'm talking like, if I pick mediocre, I can never improve.
Nope, it's gonna be mediocre piano playing. It's like, people will recognize what you're playing, but it's not gonna draw any attention. It's like those piano players in like train stations, like, yeah, you're playing Ode to Joy, cool.
It's like, oh yeah, you are playing.
Like, you will be playing the piano, but it'll be like...
That sounds like Fear Elise, but...
Yeah, it's like, okay, I'm making it have to be worse than it is. Like a piano recital in like... late middle school.
You know, well, and this won't, like, this won't be related to any other instrument that I play.
This is just piano.
Oh, then I'll just be mediocre, just because, like, I don't know how to play any piano. Like, I don't know how to play piano, so mediocre is already a leg up from where I'm at.
Awesome!
And, I was a percussion kid, so I didn't really do piano much. I did, like...
Marimba.
I did xylophone.
I was a percussion kid in elementary school, so.
It's the best.
I gave it up for choir. Big mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a whole thing. Anyway, time for you to ask somebody.
Wait, I have a question.
Go ahead.
So I took the quiz, the Harry Potter house quiz, and I got
I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Well, she's Ravenclaw.
I'm a Ravenclaw.
What is up with that? Because I'm not a Ravenclaw. Like, I
didn't think I was a Hufflepuff, but
I haven't read a book in so long.
It doesn't have to be exclusively book reading. Like, I know a lot of, like, dyslexic or ADHD Ravenclaws who, like, have a passion for books but have a hard time actually, like, consuming them and reading them on a regular basis that one might expect for Ravenclaw. So, I think Ravenclaw is really, like, a passion about special interests and a passion about learning and life and knowledge. So it doesn't have to be, I read lots of books, and that is the case for a lot of people such as myself. But it doesn't exclusively have to be book smarts. You don't even have to get good grades to be Ravenclaw. I know in high school I was, like, a huge Ravenclaw, and I got terrible grades. It's really about you're seeking out learning and knowledge and like self-improvement and growth.
Oh, okay. Then I can see myself being a Ravenclaw then.
Yeah. That's why Ravenclaw's my primary house, but Hufflepuff's my secondary because I just feel a lot of feelings all the time.
Because I have like this like stack of books at my house, and I'm like, I'm going to read it. And then I see it, and I'm like, that's cool. I'm not going
to
read that.
But the fact that you have a stack of books and that you want to is indicative of something. Because some people don't have those books.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you have a book, you have a stack of books that you want to read. Mm. So you're Ravenclaw. Hello, welcome.
Well, you're the, I'm going to have to ask you. Oh, and I didn't ask you last time. I was going to say I have to ask you again, but it was the other Alex. That was weird.
Yeah.
let's see. Who?
Who?
Okay, so would you rather...
You got this, fam.
So you have to pick between one of your podcasts. You said it was the dating one or this one. So which one would you pick?
I have to choose like which one I like better or which one I record or
which one you take part in.
Which one I take part in?
Yeah, you have to kill the other one.
Yeah. You can no longer be a part of this one.
You
have
to slaughter it with your bare hands.
That's rough because those are my girlfriends, but you guys are my peeps, like my family that...
This is why it's Would You Rather. It's not supposed to be easy. We just made Mac give up his horse or his friends. Like, that's cruel. That's
rough. That is a rough one. Sorry to put you on the spot, buddy. oh, man. I think because I can always see my girlfriends and we can talk about other things, but I don't ever want to give up what this club means to me and what we've created. So I have to choose All In. I would do All In.
Yeah, nice. We're exclusive to like this, and like we don't.
Is that the name of this podcast?
All In.
This one.
All
In. Yeah,
you're on the podcast. Meeting, you don't know that name.
Yeah,
I just, this is my first time here.
It's where we basically.
And you're doing great.
Yeah, yes. It's where we basically all gather, whoever's available in the club, because we've got like 31, 32 active members. But on a general basis, there's between 7 and 10 of us that show up every week. Mm-hmm. And then we create a show called All In, and we pick a topic, something fun or something that's important to discuss.
Yeah.
And we all bring our perspectives to the table, and we talk about it.
Oh,
and
nice.
We have fun. We always
talk
have a blast.
Talk about it.
I know that
because
of Shrek.
You're so cultured, Alex.
I love Shrek. It's one of my favorite animations.
Sorry. My laugh made the... I saw it spike. It was like...
It's all good.
Okay, so Dina, your turn to ask somebody.
Ooh, that's right.
Alex H. unfortunately had to leave.
He did.
We will miss you and love you.
And I can't put him on the spot because he's not here.
I'll just be like just Kermit the Frog, Mac. Alex, like... Yo. No, it's not Kermit the Frog.
So I'll choose Anne again.
It's Kermit like on his deathbed.
If he got snapped on.
I'll find it. It's a rainbow connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and me.
That sounds like someone imitating someone else imitating Kermit the Frog.
That sounds about right. I pretty much sound like myself during that. Anyway, Dina, you have something to ask me?
Yes. Would you rather...
make it good. Make it like life or death, like Mac and his friends and horse.
Would you rather always be able to write, no matter what, or give up anything and everything about theater and self-expression?
Wait, writing is self-expression, so I'm a little confused.
Action of expression. So
like acting.
Theater or music or anything of that nature.
What? Okay, can we keep it theater? Because I can't give up two things. It's got to be... If I'm writing, I can't give up theater and music.
Fair point. Okay.
God.
So would you rather always be able to write no matter what or give up anything theater related?
So like, are you saying I eliminate writer's block? Or like, I'm just... able to perhaps maybe write. I need
Meaning,
specifics on here.
You can't go to theater, you can't act, you can't audition.
I get what I can't do.
Theater.
I want to know what I can do.
So write anything you want. Write.
Anything I want. But like, does it get me the ability to stop writer's block or is it just writing as I am now?
Don't make it so literal. It's just it's just writing.
I'm
like,
allowed to ask.
Write
questions.
Anything you want, but you can't have anything to do with acting or theater.
Okay, so
anything like that.
Can I do like charades with my family?
Oh my god. gosh.
I'm a Ravenclaw. I need to, like, you know.
That's so different. That's like a family game.
Okay, so I can't do, like, live theater.
Right. Just you improv can't count. Audition any kind of theater.
No auditioning. Nope. Okay, got it.
No plays. Can't go to theater productions. You got to be able to
choose.
Can I go
to plays?
Nope. Nothing to do with theater. Nothing.
Oh, that's so much worse. I was like, if I can't participate, I'm going to choose writing, but, like, I can't.
You can still write, but you can't go to any
What if I write a play?
You can't go. Okay, write it.
Can I watch movies still?
Yeah, that has nothing to do with theater.
That's incorrect, but...
Wait.
Movies are not theater.
Okay. Huh? Okay, no, okay.
She can watch the movie, but she can't go to the theater production. She can't do anything with theater.
No cast recordings?
Nope.
But that counts under music, right? Let cast recordings count under
music. If it's like
music.
You want to hit on the piano, that's fine, but nothing to do with theater, production, plays.
Let cast recordings count. Okay. Oh, this is so hard.
I know, you said pick a good one.
Okay. If I can still listen to cast recordings, because that's music, if I can still listen to cast recordings, I can give up bootlegs, and I can give up going to plays and being in plays, I'm going to choose writing.
Yay, cool.
This is so hard.
I know. It's not meant to be easy.
That was the toughest. Okay. I asked you before. Have I asked you yet, Mac?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you did. I think we've all hit each other, so it's going to be now just kind of round robin.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry. And this will be our last round, so we'll each go one more time.
Okay. Mac.
Yes.
Mac. Would you rather be able to talk to animals?
Ooh.
Or be an animal but not communicate with other animals?
Am I an animal with, like, human intelligence or just
you're like
an animal as they are in reality, like right now?
You're above animal intelligence and below human intelligence. Okay, no.
So, like,
you're
a
dolphin.
Right
no.
So we're talking about, like, in real
so
life.
So, like,
right
let's
now.
Say that you have, like, 100 IQ points right now. If you were, like, transported into the body of a fox, you would have, like, 70 IQ points, which is more than the average fox, but less than the average human.
I would totally talk to animals.
Talk to animals.
100%.
We got to hear Max the Disney princess. Everyone.
Awesome. Yay.
Mackenzie? That's your princess name.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking like McKelly or something.
McKelly?
Yeah. Maclina.
Maclina?
I was thinking like Michaela or something Michaela. Like that.
Well, your full name is Maclin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like Maclina.
I love it.
You can be like Merida or something.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, which one of y'all am I going to ask a question?
That's up to you. What's your pick?
Alex G, you're the guest.
Yeah, it stands for guest.
Alex Guest.
Alex Guest. Can I have your autograph, Mr. Guest? Oh my god, thank you so much.
I don't have a signature, it's just my name printed.
Only if you can pronounce his last name.
Well, he didn't tell me his last name. My last name is Schwertfeger. You think I can't pronounce hard last names? Like, 12 letters of pure German, kids.
Well, how do you think my last... Well, actually...
I haven't heard your last name. I don't know. What?
Guardado.
Guardado?
Nope.
Guardado.
Guardado.
Oh, boy. I'm stumped on that one.
Guardado.
Do it beat for beat for me.
A J?
Guardado.
Do. Guardado.
Guardado.
Okay.
Ooh, it wasn't that bad. It was a little bad. Can you pronounce my last name?
What was it?
Schwertfeger.
Schwartfeger?
Nope.
Yeah, nah.
Schwartfeger, he says.
Schwartfeger?
Oh, shiitake mushrooms, he got it.
Nice.
There you go.
See,
Alex, would you rather people be able to pronounce your last name or be able to fly for a day?
It's an easy choice, Alex.
That would be easy for me.
Don't care about the name, just fly.
I don't know, see, because I get motion sickness, so it's like...
Oh, no.
Does he get motion sickness when he's flying?
And I'm afraid of heights.
Well, don't be afraid of heights when you're literally incapable of falling, though. Like, I'm also afraid of heights, but if I could fly...
Like, second the clock strikes 12 a.m., I just fall.
He didn't say how you could fly, so maybe you're in a plane flying anywhere you want to in the world.
No, that's even worse. No, I think at 12 a.m., at the stroke of midnight, pixie dust comes and, like, embraces you in, like, a warm hug and slowly, gently cradles you to the earth where you're, you know, laying down in, like, a field of wildflowers.
Oh, my God, that'd be so, like, aesthetic.
Yeah. And then you, like, take a selfie in the moonlight, like, wildflowers just flew, hello.
Yeah, I would want to fly, and I would want a video taken of me as I land all gracefully and, like,
there. See, I'm adding to the story.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. fair. Okay.
Also, like, I'm already used to no one knowing how to
do that. That's true. That's fair.
So which would you choose? Did you decide?
Yeah, flying.
Sounds like
flying.
Fair. Okay.
Cool.
Time for you to ask somebody.
Fine.
As Anne's making hand gestures over there.
Anne.
Pick me, pick me.
All right, she's well, it just makes shelter. Sense. Because if he picks me, then I can pick you, and then it'll be full circle, and everyone will have the same amount of turns. It just makes sense logically.
It's true.
I'm a Ravenclaw. What's up? I like Zelda. I like books. I like movies. I like trivia. I have a cat. I play music.
Can you tell they don't know each other?
Well, we're getting to know each other. He's cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Totally.
Yeah. I'm just
I'm grateful
truth.
That he's here. It yeah, adds another person to the mix. It
brings new life.
Mm-hmm. I'm weird. I feel like that's what I add to
it. Girl, we all weird.
You're in the club.
Girl, don't even worry about it.
We're all weird.
Would you rather...
What was this, Mac? You just made like a scrubbing motion? What is this? Are you like cluing him in what to ask me?
Huh?
I don't... Whatever.
No.
So you have to pick between.
Oh no, this is gonna be exactly what Dina gave me, except with two of my other interests.
No. Cause,
oh, thank cause God.
That's hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
I don't know how much you like the different interests, so I have to like.
I shan't tell you.
Hey, you told me to pick a good one. Come on. Now.
You did pick a good one. I chose writing, but it was hard. Because I love theater.
Same.
Actually, I don't know, because, like, I feel like it'd be a pretty easy answer.
Well, pick something maybe that would
be hard. It doesn't
have
to be about, like,
anyone
to yeah.
choose.
Oh, it can be, like...
Anyone.
Yeah, it can be, like...
Like, if you don't know her,
or, you
what
know...
What would be a hard question you could ask somebody?
Yeah. Or, like, what's a hard question for you, or, you know? Hmm. Yeah, no.
You know, like, one of the things they ask in the world of Would You Rather is, would you rather live to be 100, or would you rather live out... all your hopes and dreams and know the day that you're going to die kind of thing.
Oh, that's...
Oh, something similar. Would you rather know when you die or how you die?
That's a good one.
Thinking about death makes me feel weird.
Yeah, that sends me down a rabbit hole every time.
Knowing when would open... Not to, like, answer for you, but, like, open so many possibilities. If you know when you're going to die, you're like...
This is
I
my
do
deadline.
All this before, yeah.
This is my... But if I knew when, I just would feel, like, super depressed.
No, but then if you know how you're going to die, like, if someone invites you to do something, you're going to be like, oh, this is...
No, because I know I'm going to die by hang gliding, so I'm not going.
No, but like,
but
if you
like,
know how, you can't change it. It's like
yeah.
the Greek prophecy.
Yeah, this is like Oedipus. Right.
I was going to say, like, Oedipus knew that he was going to kill his dad, so he left his adopted dad and then met a guy on the road. Turns out, oh my God, that's his dad. So, like, you can't run from prophecy. So, like, if I die hang gliding, you know... It doesn't have to be me hang gliding. Mm-hmm. I could say no to my
hang
friend.
Hang glider ran into you.
Exactly.
Also, actually, he didn't know he was going to kill his dad until afterwards. It was
oh
his dad who
God.
Knew, and then he abandoned him. Never
No, go off. But, like, there are different, like, versions and interpretations of Oedipus. But I guess if you're going with, like, the original Greek text, you're
more correct. So how would you answer
that? Oh, right. Okay. Oh, my God. So I could either have, like, an expiration date and just feel dread and... a deep existential nihilistic depression, because like you could look at it like, oh, I know I'm gonna die, so I can like check off my bucket list. But like if I was checking off my bucket list a week before I died, I'd be like, what's the point? I wouldn't be able to enjoy my bucket list, because I'm like, oh, I'm gonna die in a week. I wouldn't be able to enjoy it, you know. But if I know how I die, what if it's horrific? You know, like, we'd all like to die at, like, 100 with all our friends and family around us as we peacefully drift off listening to our favorite music. But, like, realistically, that's what we hope for. But, again, hang gliding accident, horrific drowning, bus runs into you. Like, You don't know, man.
You don't.
But again, like, the expiration date, I don't want to feel like a thing of milk, you know? Like, I don't want to...
I've seen a lot of, like, stories of people who, with, like, terminal illnesses, who, like, aren't exactly sure when they're going to die, but they know they're going to die at, like, a very young age.
Yeah, but it's...
they usually, they say that, like, in, like, when you're in that situation, you usually just come to terms with it. And, like, a lot of those people, like, no matter how young they are...
But
like,
they don't know exactly when. Like, I will know down to, the, like, probably if this is, like, the would you rather question, like, down to the date and the hour and the minute. Like, they know it's sometime in the near future, but they don't know exactly. So they can go to Disneyland and, like, have fun because they don't know exactly. But, like, if I choose the when, it's like I'm going to die in exactly a week and a day. And I feel like it'll ruin it for me. So
it's a tough choice.
It was your question. So I'm going to say how I die. Yes. I'm going to say how I die. And hopefully it's old age.
Yeah. I feel like that would suck if, like, oh, you die in a car accident. Mm. Or, like,
It might ruin cars for me.
Yeah. It's like, you die, let's see, like, you, what is something where, like, you die on a trip to a different country, and so it's like,
yeah, like,
and then someone invites you to that trip or something, and then, like, you get, like, that feeling in your stomach,
but
like,
you don't know how many trips, you know. It could be like you die on a trip to a different country when you're 80 and it's like your 60th time being to Tokyo or something, or it could be you die on a trip to a different country and you go from, like, getting influenza on the plane on your way to Paris or something, like,
It would, or just die from old age in a different country.
Exactly. So it's... I would rather know how.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, it's my turn. I'm going to ask Dina, and then we can, like...
Wrap it up.
Mm-hmm. Dina.
Hmm.
I'm going to make you choose.
Okay.
Oh. I'm going to make you choose between some passions of yours, so I hope you're ready.
I'm ready. Bring it on.
Choose between shaman and spiritualism... and all of that entire community and all of how that helps you and aids you in your everyday life, and choose between creative and artistic endeavors.
Oh, God.
Such as, you asked me about the writing in theater. It was tough. Such as writing, media, photography. So it's spiritualism that helps you with...
I can't do anything creative.
You can do things creative independently. But, like, you can't pursue it. So it can't be, like, getting a degree in media or taking classes and doing things with photography. It can't be publishing your work. It can't be, like, you know, nothing professional, nothing official.
So it's something I would do and only I see?
Only you see, yes. Not even a significant other. You have to be like Emily Dickinson.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, or you could do all the fun things you want to do professionally. And give up that great crutch of spiritualism.
Ouch.
Yeah, ouch. It's the last question. I had to make it big.
Two biggest passions.
What can I say?
Why do you have to know me so well?
That's what makes Would You Rather interesting.
Oh.
Now you know how I feel with writing and theater.
I do. Oh, man. Oh, because they both mean everything to me.
But remember, you can still, like, write and photograph, and I guess you can make podcasts, but no one can listen to them. No one can read your work.
Well, I'm a storyteller. No one can see your work. So I don't want to tell stories to myself. It's about making an impact on the world.
It's going crazy. Just so, like...
I know, right?
I talk to myself all the time. I'm hilarious.
Yeah, are you calling Emily Dickinson crazy?
No, she shared her works with the world.
Posthumously.
Still.
But, like, in her lifetime, she was going to be sharing it. Fair enough.
Any writer knows that they write something, it's eventually going to be found and shared.
But
unless they burn
it
before they die.
That's true.
Or unless, you know,
you have to burn everything you make before you die.
Oh, man.
I'll give you, like, you can still, with being a shaman, do, like, that kind of storytelling, but it has to be specific to spirituality.
Meaning, say more about that.
So, like... if you're with, like, a group of people and you're being, like, their spiritual leader, you can tell them a story, but it has to be exclusively about and because of spirituality and that group of people and for whatever reason you're meeting. So you can't just be like, let me tell you the story. So, for example, I know you bring a lot of themes of spirituality into your work. That doesn't count. So, like, the script you were working on in our script writing class doesn't count because it is for a public, like a mass audience. So you can still do oral traditions and storytelling, but only within the world of spirituality and, like, shamanism.
I mean, I can't learn more. Is that what you're saying?
You can learn more about spirituality.
Right.
And about that. But you have to give up publishing and putting your work out there and getting press passes and, you know, creating things for a general public.
So I could only do spirituality, not my creative stuff. Or
yes.
I can do my creative stuff and not be able to do any spirituality. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'll give you a conceit on the, if you choose the creative path, you can, like, practice spirituality, like, for yourself, mm-hmm. but, like, no groups, no, like, shamanic journey circles, no counsel from other shamans, just you, and, like, no beads or anything, like, just, like, your little inner self.
Oh, God, that is, like, the toughest choice ever. That's, like, giving a part of myself up.
So would you rather lightning tough dishes and round?
Well, in the interest of time, I'll just make a decision and hate it. I have to choose creativity because since I was a little girl, my dream was always to be an artist and to always share and make an impact. So if I have to give up spiritual to do that and not do groups, then that's what I would do.
That's beautiful. I'm sorry to make you make that choice, but okay. Luckily, this is just a game, and she can be spiritual, and I don't have to...
I don't have to choose! Yay!
Yeah, I don't have to give up Harry Potter references. Sorry, Mac. Nope.
And just real quick, before we end this, I just have to say, I think it's really cool how we all know each other well enough, besides Alex, of course, because you're new here.
We're getting to know him. He's cool, he's good.
We'll see him more, I hope.
Yes. We know each other well enough to where we can ask these hard-hitting questions, and I have to say, that's pretty darn cool.
It's beautiful.
It goes to show, like, you know, I've been going here a year and a half, but the club is only a year old. In fact, it won't even be officially a year old yet until September, the end of September, because our official inception was September 27th. So we're not even a year old yet, and to know each other this well is, I think, pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah.
So,
tight.
Yeah, I'm happy to have you guys in my life, so. And
we're
a part of
we're happy with you. Yeah.
Little weirdness family. I love it.
Yes.
Embrace the
Alex,
weird, darn it.
We're all weird.
Y'all,
every
y'all will
single
see.
You'll see with us,
y'all,
too.
Y'all, listen.
We went to the Unicorn Festival and Pride together, yeah. Mac and I, and we had a freaking blast. Yeah, I got us press passes, and so we just took a lot of photos and covered the events and stuff. So as a club, we can do that as well. So
yeah, I want to go to Pride,
it was fun.
But mm-hmm. I was in Kansas.
Yep. That's all right.
Go to Pride in Kansas. It'll be super safe.
Sure, Jan.
All right. Well, thanks, you guys, for tuning in. This has been All In, episode 20. So thanks for listening. Look for us on the next, let's see, next week we'll have a new topic for you. And this has been All In. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.